Briar Ashworth threw another pile of golden leaves onto the garden fire and then dusted the debris from her hands. She smiled with satisfaction as she looked at her surroundings. She was working in one of Stormcrossed Manor's larger courtyards, this one with a potting shed on one side, and finally, after weeks of work, the grounds were looking much tidier. However, there was no doubt they still required a lot more work. No matter. She was enjoying every minute of it. It was Sunday afternoon near the end of October, and the sun was sinking low on the horizon. She was wrapped up in boots, scarf, and thick layers of clothes to keep out the autumnal chill. It was one of her favourite times of year. She enjoyed the feeling of putting the garden to bed, knowing that everything would be ready to emerge again in the spring. The gardens were now a skeletal framework of branches. Perennials were dying, some had been cut back, and only the hardiest of flowers now remained. Tamsin, her grandmother, even now saying that word brought a smile to Briar's lips, had given her permission to come and go as she pleased. It meant that with every day that Briar spent there, she'd been able to spend time with her newfound family too. It was strange to think that only 3 months earlier she hadn't even known they existed. The squeaking of the wheelbarrow as it came down the path heralded the return of Max, Briar's 12-year-old nephew. His excited chatter had accompanied many of her hours there. After the events in July in which the family banshee had almost killed Tamsin and Briar, Max seemed to have recovered well. Back then, he'd been quiet and withdrawn. Now, he never stopped talking. He was keeping a running commentary at present, as he appeared with Tamsin next to him.
"Granny, you've come to see us,"
Briar said to her in greeting, kissing her cheek.
"I thought you were baking."
"I've baked enough to see us through until Yuletide. Well, I would have if this small man didn't eat 3 times his body weight every day."
Tamsin narrowed her beetle-dark eyes at Max, who was almost taller than she was, but her smile was genuine.
"I can't help it. I'm always hungry," he grumbled as he forked the leaves out of the wheelbarrow and into the big pile ready for burning.
Briar had organised a compost heap for the leaves to rot down and create leaf mould, but there were so many of them that they added them to the piles of dead and pruned branches that needed burning too.
"That's all right," Tamsin reassured him. "It's a sign my cakes and biscuits are good."
Max grinned, wheeled his barrow around and headed off again.
"I'll go and fetch some more."
Briar laughed.
"I think you know that your bacon is good, Gran. My friends never stop asking for it."
"Good. Take some home with you. Although you know this could be your home."
This was a familiar discussion, and one that Briar refused to back down on.
"As lovely as this place is, or will be, I need my space, Gran. And I like being in Whitehaven, close to my shop and my friend's pub, I won't lie."
"And that nice Newton man?"
"He's a friend, I've told you. I'm seeing Hunter."
Briar hadn't told her that Hunter was a wolf shifter. Tamsin had accepted witches and banshees, and there was no doubt she was open-minded to the old ways and the paranormal, but a shifter? Maybe not so much. And she hadn't told her about the Nephilim either.
"You are so not seeing Hunter," Tamsin said. "He's miles away. He's been here once since I've known you. That's no way to have a relationship."
Briar fell quiet, staring into the flames. She was right. Cumbria was a long way away. And Hunter was busy with his family and his pack. She was busy with her own circle of friends and family. As much as Briar had fantasized about Hunter moving to Whitehaven or her moving to Cumbria, she knew it would never happen. Especially now that she had family here.